Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
The Mets did get a win, but it was, what goes on there in the ninth,
well, it's
tenth
a bit of a mess.
It's a bit of a mess. People are very upset with the Mets, the bullpen, Jerry. They want people to come in. I don't know who they're getting. I don't know. I don't know what the story is, but the Mets won, and that's all that counts.
Yeah, it's July. We turn the page to July 1st. The Mets snapped a little two-game slide, if you will. Couple things from this game that I thought were very interesting, because you started with the bullpen, which is the proper place to go.
Obviously, I sure did.
Because they're not, they're not going to win a damn thing if they can't figure out the bullpen and find some more arms to come in and figure this thing out. But the kid that goes in there, the Tyler J, I don't know how much of this you saw. Number one.
I watched the highlight package.
Okay, fair enough. So number one, he's throwing 95. It's not like he doesn't have anything. Curveball's okay. Number one, he's 2-0 on every batter. That's the first problem. But beyond that, listening to Gary and Keith as they're calling the game, so he's a 30-year-old rookie. He was drafted in the first round by the Twins a long time ago. He's had all sorts of arm problems and surgeries and all that. And at one point, they basically say, this is a kid who as recently as last year was pitching, I wrote this down, was pitching for the Juliet Jackhammers.
He's 30?
He's 30. Yes.
Man, he is not giving up the dream.
No, he's not. And he's in the show right now. He's in the big leagues, which is cool. But that's where this team is. And that's the problem in terms of, needing to make a move before the bullpen kills their season the way it had earlier in the year. We talked about how bad they were. They fall 11 games under 500. And so many of those games were because the bullpen was bad, because Diaz, before he, we think, figured it out, was giving away games. Last night was another example. You put up, 6 runs in the top of the 10th inning? You've got to think that that's a cakewalk, and you've got your first game. Meantime, you've got the tying runs on base and the winning run at the plate, and I know they wound up closing it out, but, Now, here's the positive news for them. They're hitting the baseball. They took advantage of opportunity in the 6th inning because Washington had that 3-0 lead. And if it's not for the kid at shortstop, Abrams has the ball go through his legs, maybe they don't win this game. Maybe they lose the game 2-0. I don't know. Or 2-1, I guess it would have been at that point. But J.D. Martinez was in a funk. We talked about him yesterday because of Sunday, where he gave you nothing when you had the winning run at second base. He snaps the 0-for-12 with the home run. And your guy, Francisco Alvarez, how about a triple? For the big foul.
Very difficult to get, Jerry. Yeah, I was looking at this, the rundown, right? So the Mets go up 6-3 with the J.D. Martinez homer. Alvarez has the triple at 7-3. Jose Iglesias hits his first home run as a Met. It's 9-3, Jerry. And then it ends up 9-7.
Yes, with the winning run at the plate. It did, but... You know what? It's a win.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You two are Met fans inside, so I'm going to ask you this, because I had this thought last night, and I know he was used earlier, especially while Diaz is out. I want Nunez to close.
I'm fine with that.
I love this kid. He's throwing 97. He's got a sharp slider. He's fun to watch.
Problem is, they're going to use him to get way more than 3 outs every time.
I know, and I know he got the final 2 in the 1 inning, and then after Peterson in the next inning. I know, but I don't know. I'm comfortable with... How many guys in the bullpen can you say you're comfortable with? Not one.
That's what I was going to say. Not one.
But so it's like a double-edged sword.
I was at the game Saturday, and it was just I was rolling my eyes every time a new pitcher came in and he was giving up a hit, a walk, a hit, a walk.
He's honestly just, the only one I'm comfortable with was when he comes in.
Right,
I don't know why.
Right.
That's it. Wasn't there Washington where they had a monster?
The Diaz game?
Yeah.
Years ago?
Where he blew the save, but weren't they up like 8-9 runs in that game,
I think
too?
It was like 6 or 7.
Wait.
They gave the walk-off grand slam
yes.
to Suzuki.
Yes, threw on to whatever Kurt Suzuki. It was, yeah. Oh. You remember that?
This was 2019, right after Labor Day.
Was that before or after the Phillies game with the mic meltdown? That was 19, wasn't it?
I think this was after, because I think
shot,
the Phillies one was during the summer.
Bullpen shot, manager shot, and he threw the glasses at the TV. In his basement there.
Sounds about right.
I mean, that was awesome.
He might have hit Gallo with those glasses.
That's one of my balls a home run. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's see. September 4th, 2019. Let's see. They wound up winning that game. You are right. So it was 6 runs. They trailed 10-4 going to the 9th inning. And they wound up winning with Kurt Suzuki's grand slam in the 9th.
I can't even believe it.
Good old Mike.
Unbelievable.
Was that from that?
That it wasn't. It was the Phillies game.
Oh, okay.
But a similar Diaz came in and, you know, soiled himself and they lost a couple
My
home
God.
Runs.
It's and amazing.
He was just unbelievable. Like,
can't blow this game. That was, they were, I forget if they were honoring
this
the
either. This guy comes in and gives up 5 runs. That sums it up. Fire all of them. Don't even bring them back to New York. You know what? Let the bus go the other way, please. Tomorrow night, let the 69 Mets take the field.
Now, that'd be something.
They do a better job against the Braves. This is unbelievable. There's Frazier hits one of the biggest home runs you could hit in your life. Kept the Mets alive. 2-1 Mets. They had an insurance run. 3-1 Mets. Go to the bottom of the ninth. They traded to get this kid, the great reliever. They bring Diaz in here. All he's got to do is get a rocking chair save against the bottom of the lineup.
That's good. We get it.
By the way, the one when the Rockies came in, I forget what year that
2012.
Was. Yeah. And he went nuts. You're paying to watch this. And he's screaming about how bad the Rockies were. That was classic.
I do remember that.
Amazingly, between that Mike meltdown at the end of June and then the Diaz one in September, they went on the run. Like, that's why the Diaz one hurt so much, because they got right back into the wild card race. 2019 was when they had the hot couple months. McNeil starts hitting. Alonzo's hitting. They start ripping all the jerseys off. That all happened in between those two meltdowns.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.